שמיטה. דין ענפים, עצים ופרחים בשנת שביעית, אתם יודעים מה עכשיו? Branches?
No.
Trees? Flowers? Regarding קדושת השביעית. ענפים ופרחים בשיחים חד שנתיים או בשיחים רב שנתיים מדברים כי הרקודים את זה. What branches are we talking about? We're talking about branches which are used as what are the fragments? How are you calling them? Fragments? Fragments?
Fragments.
How are you calling them? Fragments. The smell or...
Gamar says balsam wood.
Okay. Either for smell...
Or cinnamon.
Cinnamon, right? Yeah. Or it's used for cooking, for tavlinim. So there are law regarding Shemitah. They're like vegetables, meaning you go by the time you pick them. Okay? Shalom Aleichem, I'll be able to.
Shalom.
Wow. Most of the flowers, yeah, they're going to see the other flowers.
Voila.
Okay. עצים, ישנו כלל בעניין קדושת שביעית בעצים. There's a rule regarding trees. But cinnamon is a tree, right?
Yeah, right. Very nice tree.
Yeah.
More branches.
Yeah. It doesn't grow here now, so I don't
know.
What do you mean? Huh? You do what? And
then
you
were
just
azing?
Or what
did
you say?
Cinnamon.
Or cinnamon.
There's two kinds.
Or any other tree that is used.
Real cinnamon. Cinnamon grows only in Southeast India and Ceylon. The Katseya cinnamon grows in most of the tropical and semi-tropical places in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both in the, how to say, some of the name of the Katoa.
Oh yeah?
Katseya. Is the katsiya cinnamon and cinnamon kinamon is cinnamon cinnamon.
So by trees of shvis, let's say you want to smell them. By smelling them, you don't. Nothing happens to the tree, right? It's a tree. Nothing happens to it. But there's no dusha shvis. But if let's say you eat it, it has dusha shvis, so you have to treat it as dusha. For example, cinnamon people eat, right? You have to be careful with it. To act with the Kedusha Shviz. Okay? Meaning, if it finishes as he uses it, then you have to relate it as it has Kedusha Shviz. If it doesn't finish as you use it, for example, for smell, it doesn't have any Kedusha Shviz. Trees, talk about trees. Okay. Parachim Kedusha Shviz. Besamim Lereach, Mo Adasim. You have Besamim for smell, for example, Adasim, or Nana. I was picked in Shviz. Yesh Bahem, Kedusha Shviz.
If you want to use it now.
Ah, it's yours?
Yeah.
Azaba. Yesh Bahem, Kedusha Shviz, Chodin Shviz. So, Besamim and Nana, that were picked in Shviz, of course they have Kedusha Shviz. Yeah.
You don't eat them? No.
That's not trees. It's not a tree. Trees, you said, only if you use, you consume it as you use it, then it has different trees. If not, no. Other things, flowers, sunflowers, or adasim, nana, stuff like that, which you use for smell. Yeah. So it has different trees all the time. Who is picked on shmita here? Therefore, if you have a stomach, let's say a mutzei Shabbos, you can just throw away the garbage. Have a stomach. Right? If you have something, let's say, fresh, I throw it away. If it's with picked on shviz, and it was picked on shviz, because it's fresh, it's picked on shviz, obviously. And you have to take care of it as if it has a tusha shviz. It has a tusha shviz. פרחים שנשתלו לשם נוי, גם אם אין להם ריח, יש בהם קדושת שביעית בפרחי עצי מאכל. Fruit tree, that you planted them, not for the, you were planted them, and there's as and it has flowers, it blossoms, and it's nice. It doesn't have a smell, just blossoms, it's nice. The flowers have Kedusha Shviz. Even though it doesn't have a smell.
Do or don't?
Do. Flowers, which are used also for flavor, people put them in foods. So then, also has a just reason, of course. Flowers, which are not for flavor, not for eating, not for smell, not for taste. I'm sorry, it's not only for smell, not for taste, not for eating, and only for smell. It has Dunas Riz also.
Sheva?
Huh? Yeah, Hela Sheva. Hena? Hena? Rechema Shtela Bacharod, Mikal Adin, Rechema Shvita, Rechema Shvita, Rechema Shvita, Yeah, so, and flowers are just for beauty, not for smell. So it's not for beauty. Mi'ikar adin, they do not have Dushas Riz. But he says, it's good to be machmir to treat them as it is sweet. It's very easy. Leave them out without water for a couple of hours, and you can put them in the garbage. It dries up. But if you have, let's say, a garden with plants, just you have some plants, and you have flowers there, and they're very nice, you can't just go by, pick them, and throw them in the garbage. It's just for beauty. Mikaladin, you're allowed to, but it's better to be machmir than not to do it. If it has a nice smell, you're not allowed to do that. If people use it for food, you can't do that either. So now we're going to see the next paragraph right now. We're going to see all kinds of rules. We'll see all kinds of fruits and vegetables that we have. If they have Dushas Riz, how to treat them. What are you allowed to do with them? What you can't do with them. I'm not very practical. What do you do with the peels and all of this? We'll see everything. You have to know that this is well, very practical for everyone who has anything of Dushas Riz. Okay, first thing is avocado. Avocado, ristuk avocado mutar. You gotta crush the avocado. Let's see, you want a big avocado. Guacamole?
Guacamole.
You gotta crush avocado. Anybody, are you allowed to? But you can't make, people make it out of avocado, like stuff to put on the face, for the skin, they say it's good for the skin. Asur. If Shemitah foods, you can't do it. If that's Dushas Riz, you can't do it. If you want to do it, so either buy avocado from Chutz La'aretz, from Chile, they have. Or, buy avocado from last year.
Mm-hmm.
From last year. Avocado of Dushas Riz you cannot use for shmir in your face. According to a lot of questions from America.
But don't they have avocado cosmetics that are made years beforehand?
Perfect, but some people want to make their own. What's this new siren, this European siren they have on?
They changed the ambulance sirens because they're too similar to the national sirens. I don't know if they changed them yet, but they said they were going to last week.
They changed them.
Yeah, you changed
them. It's also in Be'er Sheva,
so people won't get into panic when they hear it.
Right.
I was on the train
today.
I can't hear it. I was on the train today, and one of the stops, suddenly, boom, all the doors opened, suddenly everyone jumped out. Siren, siren, there was no siren. I didn't hear anything, I stayed in the train. People are very intense, very uptight now.
Do you have one more?
I don't know, like there were three signs in Yerushalayim.
You heard three yesterday?
No. And there were Sheva, there were two.
Two?
There were five, there were two when we were there. And once I was in the house, so they put us into their Mamad. And once I put outside. So we danced. Me and Yaakov, what's his name? Chassid.
You see him? I don't know. You saw him?
Chavah was in the dance, right? We went close to the wall of the house. We went into the house, no one was there, the wall there. And we sang. Mm-hmm. Also in the mama, there were kids with us, a mother with two kids. They're dancing with them. Mm-hmm. The mother was very worried, she had another kid on the way from school.
Did you buy any books then?
We didn't sell, we gave them all out.
Oh, that was your escape? You took them at dinner?
Of course. Mm-hmm. She took first, then there was a siren. We gave Likutei Moharan out. You can come next time. It's very easy.
I have to pick up my son. That's what I thought.
Huh?
I have to pick up my son.
You get someone to pick him up. One person, you get him.
Could I go down there? I mean.
Maybe you go to the hospital, yeah.
Okay.
Usually they go to the city with the hospital. And then Yuda, you know Yuda Evenstein without the leg? You know Yuda without the leg, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes to the hospital usually. Mm-hmm. Every time. All the time he goes to hospitals, once a week. Yeah. So there also he goes to hospitals. There's a group that goes to hospitals. It's very easy, you don't have to sell, you just give out. And yeah, I tell them if you want, you give tzedakah and tzedakah, whatever they give, you gain. We gained a lot, don't worry.
I've done it a couple of days before, the more chance I can go going. So it's on the same day.
You weren't here, that's the problem, you're not here.
No, I was here yesterday.
No, not yesterday. Last week, and on Shabbos. You have to walk over, it's only a couple of hours. No, it's 4 or 5 hours. I can kill it away. And Abelan was in Beit Av, we used to walk. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Why couldn't they just stay in Beit Av? Why walk 4 hours? Anyways, avocado we spoke about. We're talking about now about Esrog. Okay? Esrog has Kedusha Shvi'is all the time. Esrog, you have a problem with my Lashon HaKodesh? I'm sorry. You have a machlekes with thousands of Jews.
Okay, when we're at like, you know,
it has Kedusha Shvi'is unless it was 54 Shmita.
When you're buying them at the Shuk or King George or wherever, and they're in the boxes, how do you know? Or just you just
it says
on
it. It says on it. If it doesn't say on it, you don't buy it. Say it, not sure regarding Shmita. I'm pretty sure that all we picked before Rosh, before Sukkot, before Rosh Hashanah.
The year after
Rosh Hashanah. No, they'll pick them after Rosh Hashanah. Goes by the picking, remember?
Right.
The Chumah goes. It goes both sides.
Right.
Afarsek.
Wait, what did you say about Esrog?
It has the recipes.
Oh, so what about like? Can we make like jelly? If people make jelly. Can we make?
After Bittach, why not?
So you can put clothes in them.
What?
You can put clothes in them after the after you.
No, that's destroying them.
I mean, like if they're all shriveled up.
If they're shriveled up.
Right.
I don't know if you manage to drill a hole through them. Mm-hmm. If they're shriveled up, they're very hard.
Usually, I let each Esrog every year, you know, like just rot on its own, keep it like from.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Since you could do that for the.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
So then you destroy it.
Because that's what I was saying about put for a doll.
I don't know if you can put it in because you're destroying your thing.
Okay.
It makes it get smaller very fast. Just keep it like that. If it has the Jeshvis. Everything you're talking about, if it has the Jeshvis. Not every peach you buy has the Jeshvis. Only if it has the Jeshvis. Anything I'm telling you is if it has the Jeshvis. Afasek. Peach, you're allowed to cook them with sugar to preserve them, to make jelly and buy them. Gezer. You know what gezer is, Ezra?
Carrots.
Very good. You're allowed to crush them, you're allowed to grate them, you're allowed to make juice out of them. Of course, you're allowed to cook them. Honey that was made from flowers of trees has Kedusha Shvi'is. And if it's made out of flowers, stem flowers, or if it's made with sugar, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. You know they make honey with sugar.
Most of the honey that is imported is, quote, non-natural.
With sugar is not delicious.
The cheap sugar, the cheap honey is normally not natural. I mean, if it's organic, then it probably should be.
No, I'm saying sure. Yad Mordechai is good also.
Like date honey would be good.
No, I'm talking about bee honey.
It's made by from the hive. The beehive is under by the area of the trees. Yeah. Then it has the trees, the honey. If it's not, so not.
Yeah, they also have honey from clovers, which is like a grass or alfalfa.
Yeah. They have honey from za'atar. I saw that also.
Then they have orange honey. Is popular.
Okay, so whatever it is, I don't think it's popular here. It's not made here, definitely.
Honey
with sugar, no, it's not good. They won't tell you if it's sugar or not, but if it's cheap,
you can tell that it's a lighter color and it's really cheap.
The price is cheaper, yeah. The one I bought. Anyways, weiter. Chasa, lettuce or cabbage that you buy and you take off the outside leaves because they're not so nice, they don't have to just reach those leaves. Leaves that you took off? Yeah, because that's the way you take it off.
What about the core?
The core?
The hard core.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, people, my wife tosses it normally.
I think so also. I don't think I should use it. Ah, one second. Let's read again. Let's read the whole thing. Chasa and kul, which are, the outside is not so nice anymore. And the guy in the store takes them off so it looks nice. It doesn't have dushashvis. But in your house, if you take it off, it has dushashvis. Yeah. If the guy takes it off in the store, there's ways to toss it out. But in the house, if it's still edible, you don't take it off. For selling it, you can't sell it with this, so it's not worth anything. But for you in the house, you might use it. So that, it has dushashvis. That's what he says.
But the rest of the cabbage or the lettuce?
Of course, that's just what he said. Chatzilim, you know chatzilim? We don't really have a problem with chasa, because everyone here hopefully buys bugless.
Right.
Bugless doesn't have chatzilim. That's the way it's grown. What?
Right.
It's grown, disconnected from the
ground.
Now, chatzilim, which is eggplant, if they're the small ones, you know the small chatzilim,
yeah.
Pickled chatzilim, right? You're not allowed to eat them raw. You're not allowed to fry them. You can't crush them. The only way to use them, the small ones, is to pickle them. The big ones, you can do whatever you want with them. The normal chatzilim that we buy,
yeah, the big ones.
Those you can do it. I don't know if that big.
We can do
whatever you want with it. We can fry it, you can bake it, you can cook it, you can crush it. But the small ones, which are made only, people use them only for pickling, you have to only pickle them. Cotton has dushashvis here. They grow cotton here.
What's
the
cotton?
Cotton, yeah. But I'm sure that Shmita here, they won't grow it.
Not eating it the way you do, I'm like,
treat it the way you treat it.
Right. You can't make a shirt out of sheets of cotton.
Why not?
How would you do it?
Not to eat it. To use it the normal way. You can't make it destroyed.
Right. Unless you get a hole in your shirt. Stains.
That's not the...
But how do you know if it's...
Don't worry. All the cotton is for who's now. It's most of it. If it's here, they export it.
It's not treated.
Lemon. A lemon of Shemitah. Here, this is something Yamash. A lot of people have lemons in the yard. Lemon, you gotta use it, you gotta squeeze it for the juice, for the salad, for a dish, for tea. You're not allowed to cook lemon.
When you say cook, meaning like just let's say on top.
To make marmalade, for example, or to make on the chicken.
On top of fish or something. Bacon.
Yeah, asso. Right, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's good.
Asu. I think asu. A second. Yeah, it says asu. I don't know.
What about you?
Because usually you don't eat it afterwards. You just get slavery to it.
Destroying
it,
causing it to be destroyed
after. Yeah.
Yeah. What about using it? The zest, the peel,
on the cake.
On the cake.
That's okay, boy. You're eating it. I have to make cheesecake with the lemon.
Yeah, it's really
lemon.
Good.
Nice. Okay, you let her make a pickled lemon because you eat them. No pickled lemon?
Also lemon candy.
You eat it and buy it. You'll have to put a piece of a lemon in your hot tea.
It's interesting because it's almost cooked.
But don't throw it afterwards. Okay, just put it on the side in a bag and let it go bad.
No, but if you eat the lemon...
No problem.
But then the peel, you have to treat it.
Yeah, with the peel. Don't talk about the peels here. Why don't they with the
peel? Yeah, let's talk
about that. No, but I remember growing up...
Here, it's only talking about the peel.
I remember growing up in Hawaii, and we would take lemon peel and turn it into candy.
Okay. Liquids that were cooked in them, fruit or vegetables or trees, and there people eat the liquid. Not like, let's say, beets. People usually don't drink the liquids of beets. But let's say you make a soup.
Borscht. Okay.
What I boast. So they have good shvis. Yeah, but the water of tapoch adama, of potatoes, most people don't eat it. By the way, you want to hear a trick about making mashed potatoes, the tastiest mashed potatoes? With butter, right? But you can't sometimes it's a flashing meal. I'll tell you a trick. My wife's grandmother, the Chorai Vachar, she told us, you cook the potatoes, and when you drain it, first of all, drain some of the water into a vessel, into a kli. Afterwards, drain everything out. And when you mash it, add the water in. It gives it make it a little bit watery, a little bit softer. It gives it like a milky flavor. It's really good. Try it, I don't know.
Also, for like tomato sauce and stuff, if you take the pasta sauce, the water also starts, just from that, and use it also.
Yeah, as a base. Okay. Top. Melapaponim, ugakias, cucumber. You can eat them only raw or pickled. You can't eat them cooked. And shmita can. Yeah, vegetable soup, of course, as usual. Freeze it, you have to freeze it, and unfreeze it, and then the frozen is like. Nana, it has to just freeze.
A lot
from your team.
So, I mean, any
in your salad.
Can you use herbs also?
They're growing outside and
chamomile.
Yeah, if it's grown here, and it's flowers for flavor. I learned about that. But you gotta cook them because that's the way you use it. The way you use it, you pour in the hot water. Leave them out for a couple of days, it'll go better. It was wet. Agvaniyot.
Tomatoes,
you let it crush. You let it make juice out of them. It doesn't say very fast, I believe so. Yeah, I'm sure. Anybody? You know, gut, the Yemenite, they have this, it's like a chewing. Yeah, but they chew this leaf. It's a leaf. If they chew, it gives like a person like energy or something. Well, you get high if you have too much. It's legal. You don't smoke it. You chew it. You chew it and you spit it out. So before you chew it, as we chew it. Once you chew it, you can spit it out. You let him make popcorn out of popcorn, which is just race. He says here that even it's very interesting. Why does he say this? There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim regarding pitriot, mushrooms. Some Rishonim say he has just race, and he does not have machlokes in the Achronim also. If he has just race or not, the Chumah, a person should act with them with just race. Kishuim, you know what kishuim are? Zucchini. You eat it only cooked. You're not allowed to eat it raw and shmita. If it has to be shmita. So we're going to talk about the peels and everything. Basilicum, fresh basilicum. Basilicum, basil. Basil.
Basil.
Has to be shmita. Oil, dusha shviz. You're allowed to put it on the bottom of a pan to cause the food not to stick. Even if you just put it for that. Because after all, you're going to eat it, right? It's absorbing the food. So you want to give me a whole bottle?
No, I forgot to bring it, so I just figured you could use it right now.
But I didn't bring the... Oh, yeah,
was it? I was busy.
Wait, what was the last one? I missed the last one.
Oil.
Oil. Okay.
He let us smear. Sure, it's not empty. Sorry. Oil. Let us smear on the bottom of the pan.
Also, then you can add it to all your stuff.
Of course. They even to smear. Smear, you say, right? To as a top. And the Gemara we're going to smearing the line.
On Shabbos?
If how much lime can you take out on Shabbos, you will be chayav. Amount to shmir a small finger of a girl. The Gemara asks, is it a small finger of a girl or a small girl's finger? Remember this one?
I'm not saying.
What do you mean?
Respect Shabbos.
Are you going back?
I started out getting 10th pair of soccer, so I have to catch up.
You did Megillah today?
No,
you passed Megillah. Did you know tomorrow's time, remember?
Tomorrow, the next day.
I remember. It's ephemeral. I do have soup, so it's 3 down.
That's
good. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. I didn't like that. Thank you,
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. So, if someone used oil, let's say for deep frying, oil of Shemitah, if he's used to reusing it, it has to do Shemitah, it has to treat like that. If he's used to throwing it out, he can throw it out.
Say it again.
If someone did deep frying of oil, yeah, you mean chips or whatever, and he's used to Shemitah oil, and he's used to throwing it out afterwards, he could throw it out. If he's used to preserving it, reusing it, like in caterings we do that, so then he has to treat it as a Shemitah.
That's
because
of oil.
Hmm?
Then you have to put it in a container.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't rot.
No, depends how you treat it.
Normally, for deep fat frying, what we would do
it kills
is
it anyways.
We would just skim off the things
the
that
dirt,
was, that,
and
the dirt, and then keep on reusing
it. Yeah, we used to put it in the thing, and then use it. We used to have a separate one for fish. I remember a separate one for chicken, deep fried fish and deep fried chicken. I worked in the catering house.
The only thing you have to worry about is fire.
Dusha Shviz. So, you light a light Shabbos candles with Dusha Shviz oil. This is very practical because I get olive oil by here from out to Sai Baruch Hashem.
Hanukkah too.
Hanukkah. Yeah. Some say Hanukkah is a soup. Yeah. But some say it's Mutar, and the Maaseh we pass in, you light a light Hanukkah candles with Shviz oil. Not this year, but next year. And the 8th year we're talking about.
Why? Because goes by when they're
it goes by when they're blossoming, when they're, what's it called? Budded. Shemen chamaniyot. You know what that is? Sunflower seed oil has dushas shviz.
What about, in oil?
What?
Great. Canola oil.
If it's grown in oil, it's not as much as it is. Tea. If you use tea of Dusha Shviz, as long as it has flavor, you have to treat it as Dusha Shviz. When the flavor is over, you could chuck it. Okay? He asked about the caramel, he's not here now. We buy fresh caramel, not fresh, but like in big bags.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's grown in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think so. Where's cantaloupe grown? You know?
I don't remember.
So you find out.
Right.
I don't think it's grown here. Is it a tree or a bush?
I don't remember.
Top. Tapuch adama, potatoes, and shemitah, if they have good shvis, you want to make chips out of them. Or what do you call it in America?
French fries.
Freedom fries.
Yeah. French fries.
Don't remind me of France today, okay?
They're making all
what they did? They burnt the shul down.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they did with the big shul. They didn't know what happened.
They didn't burn it down completely, did they? No. They firebombed it yesterday.
Small shul.
No, there was also another one the day before yesterday.
Big shul.
Right.
They were standing on the.
Right.
There,
right.
And the police were there.
Also, they're having problems in London.
Yeah.
And Brussels. And in Seattle and Boston.
Yeah, where the Arabs are.
No, where the liberals are.
Liberals. Okay. Oranges, you let it squeeze. You let it squeeze it, you go squeeze.
Yeah.
Squeeze them for the juice. Apples, you let it cook them, you let it crush them, let them make juice out of them. Yeah, you let it puree them if that's what you do in order for the kid to eat. Baya. Okay, and tomorrow we're going to talk about the galinim, the seeds of all these things that we spoke about. And about their peels. So it's very important to come tomorrow. What day is tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Tuesday is the shiur.
Okay. Sure.